Well, there you go. Sometimes, from the new album called Reckoning, Mary Gaucher is putting out. Mary, you wrote that with Vince Gill, right?
Yeah, I did.
Tell me about co-writing with someone like Vince.
Well, he's as nice as you think he would be. He's a gentleman, and he's generous with his time and patient. And we took a couple of months to write that song. We went back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. We probably wrote, I don't know, 20 verses to that thing. Because this guy has seen a lot. We started to understand that he was telling us about the story of our country over the last several decades. And then we had to figure out what was on his heart, what he needed to say the most. And I think for this guy, what he needed to mention was gun violence.
Mary, you have this way of getting people, even pretty big songwriters like Vince Gill, to write songs. I mean, you work with the songwriting with soldiers. I mean, that's fantastic. Did you get them, help them tell their own story? Tell me about that experience of helping folks whittle down to get out what they need to get out.
Yeah, apparently that's something I'm good at. It's something that I believe in for sure. You know, I think that the songs come to us and through us and maybe not from us. So, you know, I'm always looking to be a channel and find the truth of what it is the person I'm sitting with their soul, what their heart needs to say. And so I'm always looking for words or facial expressions that resonate with me, you know, that seem authentic and real. And that's what I want to get into the song, even if the song is a work of fiction. The fiction exists for a reason, exists to get, you know, art is a lie that points to the truth. It's very important to get emotional truth into these things. And that seems to be my strength.
We're talking with Mary Gaucher. Mary's going to be in Woodstock on Friday, September 4th. And then she's in Cafe Lena on Saturday, September 5th. Now, those seem like a couple of very special places to play for you.
Oh, yeah. Come back as often as I can, yearly. Yeah, I like these small listening rooms where people sit down and the lights go down and I get to tell stories and sing songs. And it's an intimate evening. I'm a troubadour. It's an old, ancient art form where you have a spotlight, a bottle of water, a guitar, and songs and stories. That's what I do. And Cafe Lena and the venue in Woodstock are both great places for this.
The way you talk about writing songs, Mary, it sort of puts me in position of sitting there watching you perform, which I did not too long ago. I saw you down at Levon's Barn. And you have this way of just sort of sucking people into the performance. And the next thing you know, you're done. And it really kind of disappoints me when you're done. But I'm just saying, because it's so much fun to be in that world with you while you're doing it.
Thank you. You know, we all need our stories, don't we?
Yeah.
I mean, stories help us to find our own place in the world. I think stories are majestic and magnificent. And there's just a very important thing that happens when a good storyteller tells a story. We find ourselves there. And, you know, I've worked on this art form for 30 years, trying to get better at it and studying, you know, at the feet of the greats. I toured with John Prine. I toured with Nancy Griffith. I toured with Guy Clark. I toured with Willie Nelson. I watch how the maestros did it, and hopefully I learned a thing or two.
Well, you've learned at least a thing or two. You even wrote a book about being saved by a song.
Well, I think that there's something in music and song that it goes way deeper than entertainment when we need it to. The Lord knows I've needed it too. So there's a purpose there for me that I hold on to deeply, important to me. And I loved music way before I wrote music. And I just found myself there, and I found music to be something that saw me and knew me, and songwriters saw me and knew me, and their songs were important to me in a fundamental way, not just as a song to dance to. To me, music and song is deeply tied to spirituality.
We're talking with Mary Gaucher. She's going to be in Woodstock Friday, September 4th, and Cafe Lena Saturday, September 5th. New record is coming called Reckoning. What are we having a reckoning with here, Mary?
Oh, that's a hard question to answer, isn't it?
So much out there, right?
Well, you know, reckonings come. They come in the natural order of things. You know, I think of a reckoning as a dramatic intersection with consequences. There will be consequences for actions. It's just the way the world works. And so You never know when they're going to hit, and you never know what they're going to be, but you can count on it. There's reckonings in our own lives and in the life of a nation. And I think our country's at a reckoning place. I really do.
Hopefully we make it through, right?
Well, hopefully we get the lesson, whatever that may be. I'm not a sage or a guru. I just know that the reckonings, are unavoidable. There will be consequences, and we won't know until they land what they're going to be. But certainly, I want to learn the lesson, and I want to grow, and I want to not keep having to repeat the things that caused me to end up in these reckoning places. You know, personally, I'm in recovery. I've been sober a lot of years, and people in recovery know about reckonings. They know about facing consequences, making choices to do things differently. You know, I think that it's a personal and a sort of universal truth, and it's a big word, and I love it as a record title.
Mary, I hear a lot of empathy in your voice, not just in our conversation right now, but in your songs and the words as well. There's a lot of that sort of coming from where you've been, right?
I think so. Yeah. I think empathy is putting ourselves in the position of another person and feeling what it's like to be someone else. And this is the thing that music and song is most good at. We relate to a character in a song, and we can become that character for that 4.5 minutes of that story song. We're that person, and there's a deeper understanding. If it's a gay man dying of AIDS, it's a woman on death row, it's an old hobo walking around this country and hopping trains, if it's veterans dealing with war trauma, on this record, if it's a young priest dealing with his bishop telling him it's time to put some skin in the game around the ICE raids in his community. Hmm. He needs to get out there and do something. Talking's not working. You know, these are places where we can find ourselves empathizing with the character and understanding more what it's like to be someone else.
We're talking with Mary Gaucher. Mary's going to be at Woodstock Friday, September 4th, Cafe Lena, September 5th, the next day. The new album coming called Reckoning. And Mary, I hate to make you feel like you might be old, but 20 years of Mercy now?
22 years.
22?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
My math is horrible.
Well, no, I think our marketing is horrible. We're celebrating the 20th anniversary, but it's 22 years. It just took the record company that long to make the vinyl, actually. But I think those two decades were quick and meaningful for me. And I learned so much on the road doing this job of mine. And I'm so grateful that the songs on that record have held up and they remain relevant. That's what you want as a songwriter. You want your songs to exist outside of time, to follow you through time and maintain and retain meaning.
Well, and now, Mary, you know, all those people that you said you traveled with and sort of watched and paid attention to, now not only are they influences to you, but now you are influences to a lot of folks. Are you all right with that?
I'm honored.
Awesome.
You know, it's a tradition that gets passed on, isn't it? It's there's an internship that goes with this job, and I was once an intern, and now I'm not as much. I'm more of an old seasoned road dog, you know, troubadour. I've done it for 30 years. This is, I think, my 12th record. I'm someone that has survived this business and continues to thrive. And you know, if I can help, if I can reach out a hand and help a young artist, I do.
Woodstock, Friday, September 4th, Cafe Lena, Saturday, September 5th, the new record called Reckoning. Mary Gaucher, thank you for talking with me.
Appreciate your time. Thank you for bringing me. Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. Now, this song, we're going to play the title track to the record. Aaron Lee Tasjan, you and he worked on this?
We did, and like Vince and I, we went back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. This thing took a couple months as well, trying to get it just right, you know. I wanted it to be just right, and Aaron and I really spent a lot of time getting these words lined up, and in the end, we found hope, a real hope, which is kind of hard to do right now. We found it.
That's fantastic. And how do you know when you actually have finished a song, especially when you're going back and forth for months?
Well, they say that art is never finished. It's only abandoned. There's always going to be a line or two like, oh, I should have put this there, done that. But I think there's something internal. It's in the gut. It's in the solar plexus. It's not the mind. It's a knowing that's in in the around the lower part of your intestine. You just feel it in the deep part of your gut. This is it. This is what the song wants to be. And I just have to trust that part of my knowing. Hey, everyone, this is Mary Gauthier, and this is my new song, Reckoning.